So, Hugh, tell us how you found out this great news.
Well, you know, yes, I'm absolutely delighted. It was actually LBC who broke the news to me. I couldn't quite believe it. I think my first reply was, wait till I get my hands on my father. But no, in all seriousness, no, it's absolutely wonderful news. And, you know, thank you for letting me know. I'm absolutely blown away. And I know my brother and my sister will be as well. And bless her, if my mother was well enough, so would she.
We're expecting him back in the country within a week, according to the Foreign Secretary, Philip Hammond. It's going to be quite some homecoming, I would imagine.
It certainly will be, for sure.
No homemade wine, though, hopefully.
No, we'll stick to something local and probably something which tastes a bit better anyhow. But no, joking aside, I'm overwhelmed. I just want to thank, you know, I want to thank the Sun newspaper for taking this case on. It's really politically sensitive. It's a tricky case to manage in the right and proper way that it should have been managed. You know, I want to thank David Cameron on behalf of my brother, sister, my family for everything that he's done. And probably as importantly, the public and everyone around the world who's, you know, signed the petition, over 250,000 people to, you know, help him release. And I just hope that, you know, yet again, it's the voice of the man on the street, you know, who generally do care. And it's good to see that the government's listened, and ultimately, hopefully now we're going to get him home safe and sound.
Well, when we spoke on Monday, we were really speaking because the Saudi ambassador had written an article in The Telegraph saying that people in Britain needed to think very differently about Saudi Arabia. Do you think that the Saudis have been a little bit stung by the criticism they've had, not just over your father's case, but one or two others as well?
I don't know. I mean, you know, as I said before, we are talking about two very, very different cultures, and you have to respect the cultures and the beliefs of you know, the Saudi people and their leadership. We have our beliefs over here, we have our rules, and we expect people to adhere to them, and they do the same. So I'm certainly not going to point a finger, and I'm certainly not pointing any blame or criticism at what's happened. I'm just glad that, you know, the relationships between the UK and Saudi are strong enough that, you know, compassion and leniency have won through at the end of the day.
Now, you know your father better than anyone. How do you think he's coped psychologically over the past 15 months?
He's a strong old boy. You know, he was brought up in India. He was sent to boarding school age 4 in the Himalayas to a Christian Brothers school, with probably no better preparation. but at the end of the day, he's an old man and he's ill, and hope can be a very dangerous thing when you're locked behind bars, or you're waiting for good news, because ultimately that decision lies with others. So he'll be delighted, he'll be relieved, and I know he just wants his freedom. I know he just wants to see his wife too.
Yeah, and how has your family cope? Because these kind of crisis situations, families sometimes fall apart in situations like this. But I get the impression that your family has been brought even closer together than it was before.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair statement. I mean, I'll only speak on behalf of myself, but I think that's only right and proper. I found it very frustrating. I wanted to talk about this back at the turn of the year, but I had to respect my father's wish to see out the punishment given to him, because he felt that it was right and proper and that he should do the right thing and take it on the chin. And I respect him for that. But it's been hugely frustrating. It's been extremely worrying. And clearly there's been an awful lot of pressure on the family, and actually most of all on my younger brother, who's really managed the whole process. You know, and like all of us, you know, we've all got our own responsibilities, pressures, you know, in today's world, looking after families and business and what have you. So, yeah, I'm glad it's over. I'm glad it's coming to an end.
Well, I'd like to be a fly on the wall when you meet your father again. But I can imagine there'll be a few interesting conversations. Maybe you'll bring him in to talk to us here on LBC, Hugh.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll I'm sure we'll be able to do that.
Well, we would love to talk to him.
I'll have my boxing gloves on.
I was going to say congratulations, but that seems a slightly odd thing to say in these circumstances. But, I mean, I'm not sure there's another appropriate word.
I know the words are meaningful and very well, man. And as I said, thank you to yourselves, thank you to the Sun and the government, and as I said, to all those people out there who supported us, we're truly humbled.
Thank you very much.